On the WBEN Live Line, Ralph Seriani, who is a courtroom sketch artist. He covered the cop trial, has also covered Eltemio Sanchez, the Lackawanna Six, Ralph Bucky Phillips. Ralph, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, which of these has been most fascinating to cover?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I was more involved with the Lackawanna Six case because that lasted longer. It's, you know, as far as my participation in it. The James Cobb case, I got called in. Actually, that was my first initiation to courtroom drawing, was to get called in for that, and the Malvasi couple, and then sometime later when it came time for sentencing for James Cobb, I returned to the courtroom with him. But as far as which one is most interesting, it's kind of hard to say because they're all different in their own way.
Now, cameras were not allowed in the courtroom yesterday for Cobb, but what was his reaction at the verdict?
Well, I got to say, now, I was not there yesterday. I was there last week, and I was there when he faced off with Mrs. Slepian, and that was actually the moment that everyone was waiting to see, and that was rather strange. I mean, as you all know, you know, he apologized to her, and it was just it was so fast. He was just up there. He apologized and said he had no further questions.
Ralph, how fast do you have to work in a courtroom? You have to have or be in a position to determine, like, up front, before the trial, like, what kind of testimony is going to be relevant or will make the news. Is that right? Or do you have to anticipate a lot?
Well, I get in there. I try to get in the courtroom a little earlier and just set up a little bit of the setting, get a sense of the room, the atmosphere that I'm going to create, and hopefully be set up in a vantage point where I could see the people that I'm supposed to draw. It's kind of hard at times. There's been times when I've gone in there and gotten all set up, and the people come in and they've got their back to me the whole time. So at that point in time, you really do have to be fast, because when they turn around, you have to grab the features as quick as you can and be able to create them, just put them in that scene that you've created where they fit properly. And, you know, this is kind of tricky at times. There have been times when I've actually brought articles from the paper in, photographs, and if I need to, you know, just refer to those.
Ralph, you also drew the only hand-drawn, non-computer sketch of the bike path rapist suspect.
Yes.
And then covered him in court, too, at Eltemio Sanchez. Talk about that sketch. Was it drawn with the help of rape victims?
You know, I interviewed the woman. Well, she was 14 at the time of the attack. She got away from him. And then years later, the Buffalo police got involved in it when there was an attack in Buffalo, and they asked me to create an updated version. Now, based on that, keep in mind, as you look at that 04 sketch, which, yes, is the only actual hand-drawn sketch, I was told that he had hair and he had a mustache, which the other two images did show, but law enforcement officials discouraged me from including the mustache. They felt that, you know, he probably wouldn't have it if he had it at the time. So we left the mustache off. But if you look at that drawing and you, you know, you take the hair off and add the mustache, it's a pretty striking resemblance. You know, she was pretty, you know, pretty happy with the results of it. She thought that that really looked like him.
I was about to ask you that. I was about to ask you how long it takes to develop a sketch. The person giving you the description, that person has to tell you, like, that's close, that's right on, that's not exactly what I saw, and you just keep doing it over and over until the victim is satisfied, right?
Yes, yeah. And you know, you have to remember now, at the time of the attack, whatever the attack was, whether it was a rape, a robbery, you know, the attacker the attacker's features may very well be distorted. You know, he may be angry. This person may be on something. Who knows? You know, and the eyes may be squinted, the nose flared, completely distorted features from, say, a police mugshot where the individual is fairly relaxed and just looking into the camera. So I have to take what that person is telling me and try to interpret it in some kind of way, translate it into what it would look like as the average person on the street. Now, I've also worked with a psychic. There was a case where in November 10th, about 2 years ago, out in Oakfield, there was a person that was shot and killed in his driveway. There were no witnesses, and the wife was a frequenter of Lilydale and psychics, and she asked the police to have them involved. So I worked with a psychic from, I believe, Virginia, and that was a conference call involving law enforcement officials from about four different agencies, and I came up with the sketch based on the psychic's description, and then we faxed it, and and then we fine-tuned it from there. It was pretty cutting edge. It was different from anything I had ever done.
Ralph, we ought to run, but a fascinating line of work. We appreciate your help with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ralph Sirianni, courtroom sketch artist, and he's got a website too, SirianniArt.com.